Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of Arvind Smart Spaces Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Sharma from Arvind Smart Spaces. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Siddhant. I belong to Adfactors, and we are the IR partners for Arvind Smart Spaces. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Q2 and H1 FY25 results conference call of Arvind Smart Spaces Limited. We have with us today on the call Mr. Kamal Singhal, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Avinash Suresh, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Mitanshu Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Prakash Makwana, Company Secretary, and Mr. Vikram Rajput, Head Investor Relations. Please note that a copy of the disclosures is available on the investor section of the website of Arvind Smart Spaces Limited, as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call that reflects the outlook towards the future, which would be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company possesses. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kamal Singhal for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A very good evening and a very warm welcome to everyone present on this call. Thank you for joining us today to discuss operating and financial performance of Arvind Smart Spaces for the second quarter and half-year ending September 30th, 2024. Diwali is just around the corner, and I wish all of you a very, very happy Diwali and a very prosperous New Year. The current real estate sector is being driven by a strong affinity for homeownership and premiumization. Launches continue to track lower than demand, leading to a decline in inventory levels. Inventory overhang for the industry remains comfortable at 12 months. Further, according to RBI data, home loan deployments exhibited a robust 40% YOY growth in financial year 2024. Also, credit deployment to the housing sector has expanded by 13% YOY as of July 2024. This indicates a sustained upward trend in both homeownership and credit uptake. We expect buoyancy to persist in near term, where branded developers with a low leverage and high design premiumization capabilities will continue to capture emerging opportunities. Coming to the operational update for the quarter, I am pleased to share that quarter just concluded has been best-ever quarter for Arvind Smart Spaces, with some notable achievements in terms of bookings and launches. For the first time, we have crossed the rupees 400 crore milestone for quarterly bookings. Q2 FY25 bookings improved 26% YOY to 464 crores. We had a new launch with the name Aqua City at Kalyangarh, South Ahmedabad, towards the end of the quarter, which received a landmark response, probably the biggest-ever plotted and villa launch in Gujarat. Arvind Aqua City has achieved bookings of more than 500 crores at the launch itself. It is heartening to see that all our new launches over the last several quarters in several different micro markets have created booking milestones for us. Our half-yearly performance has also been best-ever in terms of bookings and collections. H1 bookings value grew 32% year-on-year to 666 crores, and H1 collections grew 6% YOY to 497 crores. Our business development initiatives, especially in vertical development segments, are progressing well. Recently, we have signed a new residential project on ITPL Road in Bengaluru with 4.2 lakh sq ft of saleable area and a potential of 600 crores of top line. Located near Whitefield's IT Hub, this is our 12th project in Bengaluru, further strengthening our presence in this growing market. This follows the announcement of Banagatta and Forest Trails high-rise phase, both vertical projects in Bengaluru. Now, moving from operational updates to financial highlights, H1 we have reported a revenue of rupees 340 crores, up 144% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA for H1 grew by 153% to 91 crores, and PAT grew by 137% to 47 crores. In Q2, we reported a revenue of 265 crores, up 265% year-on-year, and EBITDA grew by 320% to 83 crores. PAT for the quarter grew 293% to 43 crores for the quarter. Our balance sheet position remains very strong. Despite expanding operations, our net debt decreased to a negative of 195 crores from a negative of net debt of 58 crores as on June 30, 24. A crucial parameter in real estate reflecting the underlying business performance quite well is the operating cash flows. During the quarter, operating cash flows amounted to rupees 106 crores and rupees 203 crores during the first half. We estimate an unrealized operating cash flows exceeding 2,986 crores coming from the current pipeline of projects. As we look ahead, the optimism in real estate, especially mid-income and premium segments, remain very strong. At ASL, we have reached a key inflection point in our growth journey. Our asset-light model, which combines quicker cycle horizontal projects and joint venture and development agreements, ensure faster project turnarounds, strong cash flow generation, and higher returns. With robust cash flows, platform funding, and sufficient leveraging capacity, we are very well poised for a scalability in medium to long term. From an FY25 perspective, we are progressing well to the end of the year on a very strong note, driven by a solid pipeline of launches and BD in the upcoming quarters. We can now take questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a very strong set of numbers. So, sir, first coming on our pre-sales, you know, we are guiding for closer to 30-35% growth. And given the strong 1H, any possibility to revise these numbers? How should one look at the pre-sales numbers? That's the first question. Second, in terms of new BD pipeline, we were guiding for closure to 4,000-5,000 odd crores. So in terms, you know, we've done 1,000 odd crores. So how should one see the second edge, especially from the Mumbai market? These are the two questions from my side.
Thanks, Shreyansh. Yeah, I mean, we have had a very strong Q1 on fresh sales. Last year, whole year, it was around 1,100 crores that we clocked on the fresh bookings. And Q1 is already kind of midway, etc. So we are very confident that we will be able to achieve 30-35% growth that we have communicated earlier. This has been the trend for last several years and quarters, and I mean we are all hoping that the same should be continuing. On BD, yes, in the first half or cumulatively till the first half, we've done only 1,000 odd crores of BD, fresh BD, while the target has been to do 4,000-5,000 crores. Last year we did in excess of 4,000, as you very well remember. But we are confident it's bunching up towards the remaining two quarters. But we are very confident that we should be able to achieve our target of anything between 4,000-5,000 crores of BD for this year as a whole.
And sir, any sense on, you know, how much bids we are currently evaluating, which, you know, could give us some flavor in terms of the new BD which we can achieve? Like Mumbai, Bangalore, how many projects or the size of GDP which we are evaluating?
So as I said, we are targeting to achieve 4,000-5,000 crores as a top line addition this year. In terms of evaluation, the pipeline is normally supposed to be very big. In terms of number of projects, it will be fairly large. A very large team of professionals is out there on ground scouting every day. Of course, so many deals will have different stages to cross. And at stage A, B, and C, etc., there will be quite a few. So numbers are not that relevant. The stages at which the deals are very important. Sitting today, I can tell that the number of fairly mature stage projects are fairly healthy, and that gives us confidence that we should be able to clock this 4,000 to 5,000 crores of BD for this year.
Got it. Sure. And so one last question from my side. The NH-47 project which we launched, so the entire phase was launched, or, you know, we are launching it in phases?
No, it will be launched in several phases. So this phase was, I mean, we've sold just about 2/3 of the phase that we launched in these initial days.
So 2/3 of 435, or, you know, cumulatively we've crossed 600
or so? Around 900 crores. So we would have sold around 600 crores as on the date of announcement that we did on this. So 600 out of 900 odd crores, give and take few crores here and there as a ballpark. So we would have sold 2/3 of what we've launched in this phase. And this is only phase one of the project, and we'll have one more phase coming.
Got it. Sure. I have a couple of more questions. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Biplab Dev Barma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Diwali wishes in advance to you all. My first question is regarding revenue recognition. Yes, sir, for a plotted development, when do you recognize the revenue?
For a plotting, revenue to be developed is when the project is completed. And that's it. I mean, in a project completion environment, it is about completing the project. The moment project is completed, we start recognizing
So when do you say the project is completed? When all the infrastructure amenities are delivered? I'm just trying to understand. Because for a vertical project, we know, OC after OC receive, after a few months, you hand over the key. But for this project, when exactly do we say the project is complete?
So in a horizontal project, it depends upon what kind of amenities and what kind of things that you promise to the customer. On a physical infrastructure side, normally it's supposed to be ready with all the roads, all the drainage works, all the electrical works, electrical connection should be coming, NOCs from pollution board and other relevant authorities, electricity, etc. should come, power should be charged. So it's kind of a plug and play situation, needs to be ready for the customer to come, take, and then start construction of house if they want it, whenever they want it. So it's all physical infrastructure required as a fully developed plot that needs to be ready before you see that the project is completed.
Okay. Sir, my second question and third question is, what are the key launches in the second half of this financial year, and what is the GDP of each launch? This is my second question. And third question is there a strong possibility of deal closure in MMR market in second half of FY25? Thank you, sir.
Sure. There are at least 2 to 3 very important launches planned for the remaining part of the year. This includes a high-rise apartment project, one of the finest that we are designing, or rather we've designed already in Bangalore, that is situated at Banagatta Road. Then we have a couple of new phase launches coming up at our existing projects, one at the Greatlands. So this is one entirely new phase to be launched that should happen in next couple of months. And similarly, we have one fresh new launch adjacent to the existing Orchard project as a new phase. So these are the three. And then we have one lined up at Surat. Surat is one of those bigger projects. And this is going to be our first one in Surat. That is also planned to be launched somewhere towards end of Q3 or Q4 latest for the year. So four launches are the visible launches at this point in time.
What would be the GDV of these 4 launches?
The GDVs of these launches should be to the extent of 1 second. So around 2,000 crores, if you were not to bifurcate all these projects into further phases, for example, Surat is a little big project. But the entire top line of Surat, if launched in one shot, will be more than 1,000 crores. If you were to count that, then around 2,000 crores in total. If Surat was to be divided into 2 phases of, say, 500 odd crores, then it's going to be around 1,500 crores for the year as a whole, in terms of the balance launches for the year.
Okay. And the third question about the possibility of a deal closure in MMR in this financial year.
Yeah, so MMR, first fairly decent size project, we are very close to kind of announcing it, although there are still few things to be done. We in our initial plan would have done that by now, but it is taking a little longer than what we had anticipated. Nevertheless, we are apparently very close to closing everything which is relevant and then come out with the details for the same project. So we should be announcing something in near future.
Thank you, sir. That's all. Diwali wishes to you all.
Thank you. Thanks, Biplab.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from JHP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I wanted to understand in the NH47 Kalyangarh launch, suppose I did a booking for a plot of, say, 50 lakhs, and today I have to pay only 1 lakh. Is that correct?
No. As we speak today, it's 10% received.
Okay, but you have done bookings of around 528 crores and received only, collection is only around what, 15 crores?
So cumulatively, if you were to see, we would have easily done more than maybe 55, 60 crores at this point in time. I don't have the exact number, but definitely it will be in excess of 55 crores that we are talking right now for the cumulative booking.
Okay. So wanted to understand, say, I have heard many investors actually investing, say, for a 50 lakh plot, 1 lakh today, and they have booked, say, 2 plots. Some of them were saying we are allowed to cancel. So in case they wish to cancel the plot, would we be refunding that 1 lakh back?
Yes. So there's a window. So what happens is that we can launch two ways. One is the UI route. The other is the direct selling route. In this case, we followed the UI route where we first generated interest, asked people to apply, got all these applications, scrutinized them, and then there is a day or the event which goes for 2 to 3 days at a location where you can handle the kind of crowd that is expected to get a booking number of, say, 500-600 or thereabouts. For that, maybe you expect at least 2,000 people to come. And take time to actually choose and do all those things. So that happened. That 1 lakh is only for the initial interest that the customer has to show. Now, after this phase, if they were to cancel, they can cancel. But during this period or on the day of event, you have to pay minimum 10% before the booking is confirmed, announced, and taken into books of account as being sales which has happened. So whatever numbers we are talking about here is post that event. And post receipt of 10% money that we take, anybody who wants to cancel would have cancelled already, and only those who have paid 10% are getting counted in the sales number that we are announcing right now. And booking forms, etc., all those formalities are already done.
Okay. And by when will this phase one will be completed?
In terms of development?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very large development. So it's, I mean, the total project is more than 25 lakh square yards, which is almost like 2.5 crore square feet. So it's 3 to 4 years time that we've kept. And then the next phase, et cetera, will also be parallelly running at some point in time, depending on the sales velocity, et cetera. One great news about this project is also that the top line estimation for this project has gone up almost by 10%. And that is because we are able to realize from start itself more than what we had anticipated and more than what we had mentioned in our earlier presentations on the potential top line coming from this project. So we've already kind of gone above the threshold pricing, and now the estimation for the project has gone up by around 10% in terms of top line.
So that's great news. So secondly, also wanted to understand, what's your view on land aggregation? Last time I did ask about annuity base, and you told that there is currently no interest in going into any sort of annuity portfolio. But land aggregation, since we are currently net debt free, in fact, we have cash balance. So any views on land aggregation?
So we are not a land banking company per se. Generally, the asset model or the business model is very asset light. Most of these very, very large projects which are in excess of, say, 10 lakh square yards, a crore of square feet, or going up to 2.5 crore square feet, etc. I think most of these, in fact, all of these are broadly on joint development basis, including Aqua City. To that extent, aggregation is outsourced. And there are people out there who need to have a couple of capabilities, one being capability to aggregate from farmers, dealing with the farmers, etc. Two, them being having a reputation to be trusted as partners in a long-term arrangement like a GD, which spans anywhere between 4 to 5 to 6 years of relationship with us, or for that matter, with any developer. Finding this combination is something which needs expertise, needs credibility from the developer standpoint, etc. And our company has been able to do it repeatedly. Some of the largest JD transactions have been carried out by us in recent past and even earlier. And every single sort of relationship is a very, very fruitful relationship for us and for the developer, for the landlords as well. So this is broadly done on that basis. Aggregation is great, but then it has its own risk. We mitigate this risk to a very large extent by outsourcing it, and that's how we'll continue to do. Having said that, there are opportunities where we could directly acquire. Directly doesn't, or almost never means directly acquiring from the farmers, but there are aggregators who you can send into the market and say that, look, this parcel looks interesting. Looks like 40, 50 acres is already ready and can be done, but why don't you work and make it 100 and we start investing in those. Now, those are few, but nevertheless, they can also be done. In a right proportion, this kind of aggregation risk can be taken. But broadly speaking, aggregation risk is outsourced, as I just mentioned, with some little bit of salt and pepper being spread, where we directly involve ourselves in aggregation through mediators.
Yeah, that's it from my side. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Isha Shah from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, first of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have two questions. First one being, again, on the cash, that we have reduced our net debt further to 195 and we have an operating cash flow for the quarter of 100 crores. Along with this, we also have our unutilized funds from HDFC. So what are our BD plans going forward? Are we being more aggressive? Because as we can see, we do not see a lot of deals coming up apart from the ones that are already launched. And the second question is on Aqua City. What are the kind of realizations that we're seeing right now? And what is the growth rate that we're expecting in the realizations for Aqua City going forward? Thank you.
Sure. So essentially three questions. Yeah, as you very rightly said, OCF has been at a healthy 100 crores for the quarter, 200 plus crores for the half one, etc. And we're sitting on a 195 crore rupee cash in the balance sheet at this point. And of course, there is scope to leverage the balance sheet to some extent, conservative, but at least some extent. And we have little more expensive money in the form of platform money as well. So put together, quite a bit of headroom exists to acquire new projects. In fact, that is the task number one for this entire group. The team is absolutely busy doing that. It is bunching up a little more towards these two quarters left for the year. But we're very confident this money will be deployed and we'll be able to create more than 4 to 5,000 crore rupees of inventory or pipeline, fresh pipeline for the year as we have been talking in the last few calls. So that's on track. We are at this point quite confident of deployment. We have always had a very fine lens on what we acquire. This also reflects the ratio of projects which have been able to hit the market almost on time. And at this point as we speak, there is nothing at all which is stuck anywhere in the pipeline, you know. I mean, that says something about the lens, which is possibly a little finer than the average fineness that industry applies. To that extent, we are conservative. But at this point, as I said, very confident of deploying this and creating a pipeline of 4 to 5,000 crores for the year. Coming to Aqua City, as I just mentioned, we have exceeded our targets in terms of what average realization we would have got in the number of units sold till date, and this is approximately 10% more than what we had as a business plan. We launched this project at something like 5,200 rupees plus 1,800 other charges, which roughly translates to 7,000 rupees per square yards plus taxes and other stuff and some PLC charges, etc. So the base price was more like a 7,000 rupees per square yard. As we speak, it has gone up to something like 8,300, 8,400 rupees plus. And as we progress, obviously this should increase further, but that's something in time. We are very comfortable on price in terms of achieving our numbers, because we already got a head start and margin out there in addition to what was planned. But generally, I mean, terminally, we do see further increases in price as we progress towards the project. One orbital change comes into the project in terms of pricing when the project starts, showing look and feel and the quality of development, etc., etc. That's one point in time, maybe 2 to 3 years into the project when a substantial change comes. But otherwise, a terminal increase, a normal increase will keep coming.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Amit from City Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, my question is regarding how this JD works. So usually we work on 20-25% EBITDA. So let's say a JD project is of 100 rupees. For a 100 rupees project, if JD is 50%, then do we get 25% on this 50 or 25% on the entire 100?
No, whatever margins we say and we target, and the number is absolutely right, 20-25%, it's supposed to be on the total value. So whatever is the business value or the sales value, whosoever gets it, I mean eventually, landlord or us, on the total top line, it's supposed to be 20-25%. So if the property value is 100, then my margin should be 20. If the total value is 100, just to repeat, if 50 goes to the landlord on account of land within these 100 rupees, then out of 50 which is remaining with us, I should not spend more than 30.
Okay, understood. And sir, my second question is regarding this Pune project, Elan. So by when do we foresee that we'll be able to sell off the entire inventory? So it's all already completed and entry with us.
We will be exiting this project this year, hopefully, yes. I mean, do we show only our inventory there? Yeah. Not the landlord's, right? Yeah. Okay, 20 units are left, and we are hoping that we should be able to exit this. I mean, BU has just come, handovers have started happening. We've handed over most of the units, maybe barring a very few number of units, from the units which are already sold. And now that the project is up and running and visible, footfalls have already increased, and we are hopeful that on a substantive basis, by the end of this year, we should be able to clear this inventory out.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's it from me, sir.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Ritvik Seth from RK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Firstly, sir, best wishes for the upcoming festival season to the entire team. Sir, a couple of questions from my end. This quarter, if we see the sustaining sales, it has been lowest in the last 6 to 8 quarters. Despite having a good inventory of 1,500 crores of ongoing projects. So any specific reason that you would want to point out or anything which was slow moving? Because that's the first question.
Sure, it is a very good question. In fact, this is one question we are addressing ourselves within our system. Although as we speak, the sales inventory is almost like 1,800 crores, including now the inventory which is getting added due to opacity. But, other way to look at the same data is that out of 1,800 crores, almost like 700 to 800 crores worth of inventory now is coming from opacity and Uplands 2 and 3, which have been launched in last few months of this, 1 or 2 quarters. So it basically means two things. One, as we are launching more and more projects, projects, availability of inventory is improving. Sustainers inventory is improving. Before this, sustainers inventory itself was so low in the context that we are talking about and spread across so many projects that the focus which was required to be put into sustainable sale was not coming in itself because the inventory level itself was so low. Now that we have started building this inventory and assuming that 4 to 5 new projects will be launched this year once again, obviously this component will now become more and more important, and hence a very, very clear focus has now been brought about on this inventory, and we are very hopeful and confident that we will be able to start clocking healthy numbers on sustenance as well in the coming quarters.
Okay, got it. So assuming we do a 30-35% pre-sales growth in FY25, what can be the expected contribution from the sustained sales this year? Any sense that?
So it's about saying what you count in sustenance and what you count in launch. Now, for example, Aqua City from now onwards will be what? Is it sustenance or is it a new launch? But having said that, I think industry trend is more like a 20-25% coming for sustenance in a high growth environment. I know this also has to do with the cycle that the industry is going through. And if people are growing at 30-35% and even more in many cases, then obviously the component of new launches is going to remain very high comparatively, rather than a steady state situation where the growth rate could be for any industry more like a 10-15%. But we are in that zone, and most of the players, branded players, are growing at 20-30-35%. There's a component of fresh launches and the overall sales mix will remain high, and normally it's supposed to be 20-25% that the sustainers can get for you.
Got it. And one more question. In the current context of the real estate industry, most of your peers have been raising funds in last 12 months, and we are on the opposite side of the spectrum. We have had cash over the last 1 year, 2 years, and we are deploying and still throwing out cash, and still our balance sheet continues to improve. So what is your view? Are we on the conservative side of acquiring projects, or we are a bit slower on the acquisition, not as aggressive as the other players because we want to maintain our IRR? So just wanted your view on this.
So again, it's a very, very good question. I'll rather say we are more towards the prudent side of investment. Our lens obviously possibly is a little finer as compared to the average industry lens that I just talked about. But having said that, we need to invest faster from here onwards. That's what the challenge is, and that's what the task is, and that's what the KRA is for the team, and we are doing this at this point. In real estate, to invest 1,000 crore is a 5 hours job. That's what we don't have, actually. We have less than that. So to do it, if you were to do it, is not something that we're talking about, a very difficult ask. But if you were to optimize, if you were to be worried about returns on effort, profitless growth in our understanding doesn't make sense. We are very conscious of the fact that while top line is extremely important, and it can't be, the importance of top line cannot be underestimated, and volumes and scales do throw up benefits, although to a limited extent in our industry. I buy a house not because I bought the last house from the same developer. I buy the next house because I like the next house, irrespective of the previous house that I bought. So that's what the underlying assumption is in our case. And hence, we believe that it's important to earn. It's important to have healthy margins. That is reflected in a books of account. Of course, that compounds the issue that you are saying. But we remain vigilant about profitability being reasonable, at least. At the same time, the risks have to be mitigated. And the money that we have is not large enough. It's a question of when. 3 deals and 1,000 crore is deployed. The values of land that we're talking about in any micro market, for example, Bangalore outskirts, where mid-price is around 10,000 rupee, 9,000 rupee, a 300 crore rupee investment doesn't mean more than maybe 3,000 crores of 2,500 crores of total top line. So that's where it is, and we are very hopeful that I mean, this should work out, and it's not a big amount of money in absolute sense that we need to deploy and we'll be deploying. So this should happen by the end of this year.
Right. So just one last question, if I can squeeze in. So the estimated value of our unsold inventory is close to about 7,000 crores as per our presentation. And we are looking to add another 3,000 to 4,000 crores in the second half. So, you know, we are around 10,000 crores by the end of March 25. And this is probably a very significant jump versus 3 years ago. So do you see FY 2026-27 being an inflection point to go from this 1,000 crore pre-sales figure to exponentially higher in FY 2026 since we launched new projects in FY 2026 around 2,500 to 3,000 crores?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this 7,000 odd crore is the inventory, which is the inventory, and also the pipeline, which is a firm pipeline in terms of in terms of everything which is contacted for, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. I mean, I think the broad answer to this question remains very similar to what we've been talking in the past. Last year was 1,100. We are hopeful that we do 30%, 35% this year. And this trajectory needs to be maintained. So what we are busy doing is to ensure what happens next year, for example. Do I have enough launches? Do I have enough investments? Do I have enough pipeline which will be ready to launch after approvals, etc., when the year starts and ends? I mean, that's how we are taking it. And as a benchmark, we are saying that investments, approvals, pipeline should all align in a way that my growth trajectory of this percentage, 30-odd percent, should be maintained. Obviously, that's what we are working on. And that's what we have delivered in the past. And that's what we will keep doing.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, how much is the GDV of our existing ongoing project?
All the projects put together, you are saying?
Yeah, ongoing project.
If you could repeat the question, please. I didn't get the question. You are asking for the GDV of the entire pipeline?
GDV of the entire ongoing projects, not the upcoming ones.
So that's 6,900, right? 7,000 odd crores. Can you tell the page number or something on the...
Page
21, right?
20.
That is given on page 21.
Oh, once again. So it's mentioned as page 20, although the sheet number is this. So yeah, page number 20.
Okay. There are actually too many figures. That's I'm sorry.
Sure. This is a figure which is 69 something. That is a breakup of the existing kind of inventory and the value GDV of that.
Acha. And what would be the time of completion of these projects?
So mostly, I mean, we are saying that 70-80% of our portfolio is horizontal at this point. Of course, vertical is now becoming bigger and bigger, and as we end the year, it should be substantially higher than what it is today. Normally, it is 3 to 4 years that we complete any project that we launch.
All right. On this existing 7,000 crores of GDV, so it will be completed in 3 to 4 years.
The previous slide, the slide number 19, it will give you project-wise visibility on when an individual project is getting completed or targeted to be completed.
All right, I just saw it. All right, and we are planning to launch 3,000 to 4,000 projects in H2 FY25, right?
No, we said 2,000 odd crores. If you were to assume Surat as one entire phase, although there's a possibility that Surat might be divided into two phases. So if it is two phases, then 1,500 odd crores. If it is one phase together launched, then 2,000 crores from the existing pipeline. We might be lucky that from the inventory that we create from here onwards, the new project acquired in the remaining part of the year, and if the project are such that can be launched this year, that will be in addition to that. But from the existing visible inventory already contracted for, or the projects already contracted for, it should be anything between 1,500 crores to 2,000 crores, depending upon how we launch Surat.
All right. So by FY 25 end, we will have a total GDV of around 9,000 crores or so of the ongoing project.
Between 9 to 10,000 crores, yes.
Alright. And sir, how much would be our EBITDA on this GDV?
Yeah, so roughly 25% plus minus couple of percentage here and there, which varies from quarter to quarter, half to half, year to year. But generally a ballpark is 23 to 25% thereabouts.
Alright. And it will take 3 to 4 years for completion, right?
Yes, I mean any individual project, but you have a sheet which tells you specifically whenever it was launched, etc. Some of them are at a fairly mature stage, so they won't take this much. But normally, average project life cycle is 3 to 4 years, and the sheet is attached, 19, sheet number
19. Yeah. Sir, every year, do we have a specific, like an estimate of launches?
So that list is there. That also in the present, I mean in the investors presentation, the list of we just discussed 4 launches which are expected in the remaining part. We've already launched a couple of projects this year. So I mean, and that list is also available in the investors presentation. Anything between 6 to 7 projects at this stage of our journey is something which is an average number for the year to be launched.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. So two questions. One, in terms of pricing, what's your take on the pricing? Do you feel there's more scope for improvement from here on, specifically to our projects? Or probably, the best is, now behind us. That's first. And second, in terms of the launches which we are planning of 1,500 to 2,000 odd crores, at what stages are the approval? Are we at the advanced stage? Could there be any risk in terms of approvals?
Sure. So, first question about the pricing. Obviously, the numbers that we plotted in our forecast sheet for individual projects take care of our best understanding of the pricing at this point in time. Normally, achieving those prices has not been an issue, and we've rather bettered them in many or most cases. So that's what has happened even in case of Aqua City, that last quarter the numbers that we projected were lower than what we actually ended up achieving in a very, very big launch. So that should continue. To that extent, some delta, positive delta will remain. We mostly are doing long-term projects, and in long-term projects, you create value from two different variables. One is that as time passes, inflation, etc., itself takes care of 5 to 7% of value increase on an annualized basis. On top of that, if you are creating a destination yourself where the whole area develops and becomes better in terms of livability, look and feel, etc., that value is in addition to the inflationary things that we are talking about. Most of the projects deliver that as well for us. And that is why our growth rates in prices have been more than inflation or the industry sort of averages, etc. So that's what we keep doing. But just to remind that those numbers are already there in the forecast sheet, and we might better them to a little extent here and there. But normally speaking, they are all projected there in the sheet.
Sure.
Second question is about the approval stages. Maybe 4 projects that we are talking about launching, mostly they are at a fairly advanced stages, rather last legs of their launches. Surat is a little, I mean, it's a very, very large one. It has a set of more approvals to be done. At this point, we are quite okay in terms of ensuring that it is getting launched this year. But otherwise, the rest of the projects don't have this long a tail also. So at this point, fairly comfortable about launching these projects as per schedule.
Got it. Sure. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Singhal for closing comments.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for participating in this earning call of Arvind Smart Spaces. And thanks again for your continued support on this. I hope we have been able to address most of your queries. However, if there is anything missed out on any of your questions, kindly reach out to Vikram and he will connect with you offline and clarify and give further information as may be required. Looking forward to interacting with you all in the coming quarters, and once again wish you all a very, very happy Deepavali, and thanks a lot once again. Thank you.
On behalf of Arvind Smart Spaces Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.